Chapter 15. No sooner had the words escaped my lips than doors on both sides of the street burst open and kids with white bands on their arms came pouring out. The wave of armed fighters crashed against either side of our tribe like a human manifestation of their namesake, Avalanche.
Bloody stool!
Reavy shouted as I yanked him sideways off the street. I pulled him into the shadow of a nearby alcove and stuffed him behind a stack of crates.
Don't move. I don't care if Spats has been clubbed to death and eaten alive in front of you. You better not leave this spot.
Reavy nodded without saying a word. I grabbed the knife from my jerkin and ran down the street, the cries of the wounded and dying fueling my determination. All the training in the world couldn't have prepared me for what I saw. Chunks of rock and wood rained down from the windows above. I could hear bones snapping as the hurricane beaters frantically tried protecting their heads. Kids were lying dead and bleeding in the streets, many knocked unconscious from the debris. At the tail end of the procession, the guard fought to hold the avalanche fighters back from Spats. Sapphire was a cat. She danced from side to side, her braid whipping back and forth. She was never in the same place for long. Spats were screaming orders from the center of their formation.
Kill them! Stab them! Cut their feet!
If I had been close enough, I would have been tempted to cut his feet. It was clear that Cutter had been hoping to draw Hurricane farther in before engaging, so his fighters could close behind us and cut off our retreat. My warning had prevented that. Now those same fighters were taking the guard head-on. The guard was ferocious, throwing back the avalanche beaters as they fought to reach Hurricane's chief.
Get me out of here!
Spats screamed. The guard tried to obey, but kids with white armbands continued pouring in from every side. We were about to be overrun. Sapphire cut down one assailant after another with her short sword. Unlike the guard, I had no concern for Spat's safety. Anyone who blatantly led their fighters into battle without the first care for their safety didn't deserve to live. But I didn't want Sapphire to die because of Spat's idiocy, and I knew she wasn't going to leave her chief behind. The guard was almost completely surrounded. I stepped out from the shadows on the left side of the street. Most of the fighting was happening on the other side of the guard, as most of the avalanche beaters were focused on Sapphire. A couple of avalanche kids on my side were fighting to break through the line. I slipped my knife back in my jerkin and scanned the ground for some loose cobble. I grabbed a piece and hurled it at the closest kid with a white armband. The rock hit the boy in the back of the head. By the time his unconscious body struck the ground, I had kicked the legs out from under the second boy and broken the arm of the third. The boy with the broken arm dropped his sword. I snatched the fallen weapon and stuck it in his thigh before spinning back around to strike the other boy in the throat with the side of my hand, completely closing off his airway. All three were down without a single use of magic. I was feeling pretty good about that when one of my visions hit me and I ducked. I could feel the wind in my hair as the club flew over my head. I spun and swept the kid's feet out from under him, cutting the muscles in his shoulder with my newly acquired sword. By the time I had cleared a path to the guard, two avalanche beaters had pinned Sapphire's arms behind her back and were pulling her away from the others. The look in the third beater's eyes left no question as to his intentions.
You touch me and I'll kill you, she said, and spat on the large boy in front.
She bit one of the other boy's hands, and he backhanded her across the face. Her head lashed to the right, blood dripping from the corner of her mouth. I needed to get to her, but Spats and the rest of the guard were in my way. Another vision struck, and I raised my sword, deflecting a blade meant to cut me down while my back was turned. I kicked the boy in the knee, and it gave with a pop. Ignoring his screams, I looked for a way to reach Sapphire. The boy I had punched in the throat earlier was now on his hands and knees and only a foot or two from Hurricane's guard. I took a deep breath and charged. By the time I kicked off my human footstool, I had enough speed to vault myself over the guard. Miraculously, the boy's knees didn't even give way, but his curses followed me as I flew over the fighting.
I landed on top of a group of beaters on the far side. With a sword in one hand and knife in the other, I began cutting a path to Sapphire, stabbing and slicing arms and legs as I went. The two boys holding her never saw me coming. A swift blow to the head of one and a deep stab to the thigh of the other had them writhing on the cobbles. As soon as they let go, Sapphire kicked her knee straight up between the remaining beater's legs. The boy sang like a troubadour as he grabbed his lower parts and doubled over. She finished him off with a knee to his face. Sapphire grabbed her sword from one of the boys and was about to kill all three if I hadn't pulled her back.